Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you join us today as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about the heist of America. The heist of America. I want us to understand today that if you look around, it seems that America's changing. It's because it is. While the Biden administration continues with the distractions on every hand, America's ethics, values, morals, and freedoms are being taken away moment by moment in our nation. I believe it's time that we as Christians, conservatives, as churches, as pastors, I believe it's time we sit up, stand up, speak up in the realization and the recognition that we're watching Americans' values, the institutions in America, our governmental institutions, our law institutions, our churches, are all being, the values are all being heisted, taken into captivity by the Biden administration and the socialist Marxist agenda for our nation. I pray that you'll stay tuned today, that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on it. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917 is the telephone number to call. Ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29:2, it says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." I believe we're in a perpetual state of mourning in America at this very moment. We're going to talk about that today. Would love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book, the B-I-B-L-E. As those in Vacation Bible School often sing. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue, constantly dwell, stay in the word of God, it's evidence of our being a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And it's in the truth book. It is Jesus Christ himself. John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Then we find in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus makes a declaratory statement: "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Not like the truth as it is viewed by so many in society today, unlike that which is found so often in the millennial age group. In fact, one headline says, "Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth." In fact, in the survey, it says 55% of Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, think that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if I might use a spin on the term, there's no such thing as that kind of truth. Truth endures forever, and it's the source book of truth, and that's the Word of God. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth." and defend the truth even to death. And may I challenge you, as I do each and every day on this broadcast, to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, or any of the other channels that you dial. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the truth in the Word of God. And if we look at all that's happening in our city, in our state, our nation, and on a global level, if we would view it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we would learn the truth as we view world events through the prism of the Word of God. I believe we need to take that stand today, especially as Christians and conservatives and patriots. We need to understand where to find truth and what is real truth. It is not something that we can just happily pass by. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe we're seeing that to take place today. We're seeing that come to fruition today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me read you a brief statement from his elongated statement on that subject. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint says this, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is real and true. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a sad commentary. But it's true. It's factual. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions in relationship to the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a beautiful, gigantic benchmark identifier, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget to mention it again, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphones, allowing us to entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, as I said a little earlier in the pre-monologue, let me just remind us, if it seems that America is changing, I want to hear from you. Do you see America changing? What do you see changing? What do you believe is the reason, the rationale for the change? What is taking place with the changes in America that will have an indelible impact on Christians, on conservatives, on patriots, and on our churches today? Do you see things that are eroding, that's taking away our constitutional liberties? Do you see things that are eroding, that are taking away our constitutional republic, our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our right to keep and bear arms? Do you find any problem with what you see taking place in America today? What's the cause? What's the cure? What is the issue that we're speaking of? While the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, continues with its distractions, the distractions meaning, and the border issue is important, but while they continue with the distractions with the border issue, while they continue with the distractions in so many other veins and avenues in America, behind the scenes, multitudes of changes being made in the promulgation and the policies and the carrying out of those policies that affect every life in America. Part of it being, you perhaps have heard about it, what is it, 87,000 new IRS agents? And yet they're claiming that none of the IRS agents will be coming after those that are making less than $400,000 a year. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a distraction. That's a lie. When you hear the DOJ sending a 32-page document to the FBI, giving the FBI the authority to intervene and to track and trace and to prosecute any parent that comes before a school board and ask questions about what's taking place with the pedophiles and the perverts, literally promulgating their sexualization and the weaponization in our classrooms. What do you think about that? Do you see that as taking away any of our liberties? But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand these distractions that the Biden administration is using are smokescreen, while our ethics, our values, our morals, and our freedoms are being taken away each and every day. I'm looking at an article that I believe is apropos for what we're saying today. This article headline says, dated March the 27th, "New Snapping of the American Minds Illuminates Orwellian Takeover of America." It may be hard to believe today, but 40 years ago when I started out in journalism, this is the writer speaking, when I started out in journalism and Reagan was president, it really was morning in America. Our nation was prosperous, largely unified, respected by all of its allies, and feared by all of its enemies. Almost miraculously, the Berlin Wall was torn down, and the fearsome nuclear armed Soviet Union peacefully dissolved without a shot being fired. That's what good American leadership can do. But today, just a few decades later, listen to this writer. Today, just a few decades later, America's ruling elitists drool over Marxist ideologies. Our border is purposefully left wide open so that millions of illegals can invade our country. Our elections are rigged. Our government promotes manically deranged policies on every front, while busily turning citizens against each other. They prosecute conservative Christians as criminals and terrorists, while excusing and encouraging actual crime and terrorism. They sexualize, corrupt, and brainwash our precious children with toxic ideologies and groom them into undergoing double mastectomies and castration in a desperate and impossible effort to change genders. Oh, yes. And we're on the verge of World War III with Russia. Now, let me pause for a moment. I've said that for the past year and a half. We're watching in the Ukrainian battle. We're watching the fuse being lit, the players being put on the stage for a global World War III. China's now in league with Russia. North Korea and China's now in league with Russia. Russia and Iran are now in league. Russia and Iran and other oil-producing nations are in league together to undermine and destroy America and the American economy. This writer continues, briefly with one other paragraph. As a direct result of all of this, suicide and depression have skyrocketed in America. And believe it or not, a staggering 130 million Americans have come to depend on mind-altering substances just to get through life each day. What happened? Turbocharged by the presidency of Barack Obama, one of the most radical, destructive, and utterly dishonest chief executives in American history, and continuing into our current time under the demented and especially corrupt Joe Biden, long coalescing forces of the political, cultural, and sexual left have finally succeeded in bringing about their long-promised fundamental transformation of America. The article goes further. It's about a three-page article. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe you get the drift of what the article says and my impression of what we see happening in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about five or six things, and the lines are open. Delighted to have you to call, put in your 2 cents worth, ask your questions, give your insight as to what you see. I'm concerned because as a Christian conservative, I'm concerned to see the erosion of the fundamental warp and woof of America. That's the very fabric, the foundation of our nation. The fabric's being eviscerated. The nation's being the foundation is being destroyed. Our nation today is not what it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's certainly not anything close to what it was 40 years ago. We're watching the dissolution of our nation, and I call it the heist of America. It is the heist of America. It is the capturing and taking away all that makes America great. They've taken our educational systems, ladies and gentlemen. They've made it into a bastion of sexualization and transsexual brainwashing and the training of the whole generation to hate America. Our educational system today, academically speaking, is about the lowest on the totem pole of what you would call industrialized nations around the world. And yet there seems to be no problem with so many parents. May I say this? I believe it's time moms and dads wake up. I believe it's time that we recognize that we need to remove sons and daughters and grandkids from the governmentally controlled schools. I'm thankful to see what our governor's done and the House of Representatives and the Senate here in the state of Florida, where legislation has been passed so that the money follows the child, where parents now can put their child in a Christian school, a parochial school, a private school, a charter school, or homeschooling, rather than in the governmentally controlled schools, where the money follows the student. And some have said, well, it's going to cause the public schools to implode, cause the public schools to shut down. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think of anything that could be a better idea than to see the governmentally controlled schools shut down. Our schools have become a bastion, an incubator for the pedophiles and the perverts and the drag queens to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of this and other generations as a result of what is being used and carried out in our public school system under the guise of education. Morals are being destroyed. Ethics are being destroyed. Values are being destroyed. While our students are being brainwashed and sexualized, and ladies and gentlemen, they are being today in our public schools, our kids are being encouraged to be part of the sexual decline in our nation. When the child, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 years of age, are invited to and brought by their parents to watch drag queen presentations where the gyrations take place before their eyes, and somehow, some way, we think that's all right. We have been, our senses have been dulled. Our morals, ethics, and values have been destroyed as we watch the tectonic shift. I call it the heist of America. America as we've grown up to know. America as you have grown up to know. America as we find in our Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, is no longer the America in which we're living in today. The present administration carrying out the third term of the Barack Hussein Obama administration, they've commandeered our medical system today, the governmentally controlled health care system. Ladies and gentlemen, your doctor can't make a decision. My doctor cannot make a decision on what's needed for our health. Next time you go in to see your physician, watch him pull out his laptop or his computer, generally speaking. Most of them have laptops. And as you give your symptoms, as he has dialogue with you beyond their social engineering cognitive testing that they ask questions, especially if you're past 50 years of age, they try to sneak that in. You're not obligated to answer it, by the way. You're not constitutionally required to answer it. You can just say, doctor, I will not answer those questions. Go on with your medical communication. But anyway, the doctor will take your symptoms. He will turn the computer on, scroll down, and look at the CDC protocol. It's what the CDC says that that doctor can prescribe, and if he prescribes something that is off that chart, off that CDC protocol, your insurance will not pay it. In fact, one physician told me recently that he spends a lot of his time each day just arguing with insurance companies, trying to convince them that the prescription he's written is the best for the patient. Most of the time, the governmentally controlled insurance, medical insurance apparatus find the winds. And many times patients get medical care, medicine prescriptions that are less than needed for your health scenario. But ladies and gentlemen, under our medical care system today, the government controls the entire health care system. Doctors are chastened. Doctors' licenses are canceled. Doctors even put in jail. Dr. Simone Gold was put in jail for some 90 days. Her license canceled to carry out medical care because she took a stand against the governmental mandate about the COVID vaccination. Based on her research, she said that the COVID jabs are deadly. They can destroy a life. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, doctors across America, for the most part, are petrified. They have just fallen into line with the orders and the direction from the top down with this present cabal that's in charge. We're watching the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda being fulfilled and carried out in our nation today. Now, perhaps you say, what can we do? Well, first of all, we need to recognize that's taking place. It's an impossibility to make a change or have any tectonic impact on the society in which we're living in unless we recognize there's a major change incrementally that's taking place each and every day. But ladies and gentlemen, when physicians today say that the COVID jab has no efficacy in it, in fact, the COVID jab has killed millions, hear me, millions of people around the globe just because of the COVID jab. Those that have not died as a result of it, whether they know it or not now, they've been sterilized for life. They have had their medical condition changed so that for the rest of the individual's life, they'll be depending on prescriptions for chemical medications in order to survive in the future. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is, what I'm wanting us to understand today is, we're watching the heist of America, the taking control of our nation, and it's being done in such a subtle fashion that many are not paying attention to it. Doctors and hospitals no longer make the decisions today for their patients. The CDC makes that decision. The Biden administration has turned over, by the way, and many are not aware of this. The Biden administration has already turned over the health care directives for America to the World Health Organization called WHO. You might recall several weeks ago, in fact, a couple of months back, I did a broadcast saying WHO is in control. That's the World Health Organization that's in control. In fact, that agreement with the World Health Organization via the United Nations will be officially signed on, I believe it is, May the 27th or the 28th, just a few weeks before us. There's nothing that the House or the Senate can do to reverse it. It will take full effect. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, and I'm not a doom and gloomist, but I'm a realist. And very, very, very near future, when that takes full effect, you watch what I'm telling you, there'll be another pandemic that'll be globally notified by the World Health Organization. And in the near future, the blue helmets will be marching the streets in America to determine who goes to jail and who is locked down because we're not taking the next jab that is required by the World Health Organization for the citizens in America. We're watching the heist of America. It's taking place, ladies and gentlemen, in our educational system. It's taking place today in our medical system. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Yes, sir. And I pray that you had a happy Resurrection Sunday.
Absolutely. A blessing, a blessed day. It's always a joy and a high time and exciting to see what we have in the resurrected Christ.
Yes, and Pastor Youngblood, I just want to make two statements. You are so right. Really, it started with the Clintons, and it really snowballed into a corrupt Obama, I call him. And if your listeners are listening, I'm a black man. But I could see where he was tearing us up. And he's still in control. I think the Clintons, all of them are still in control. George Soros, number one, they're trying to bring down the population. That's why they're having the LBDQ, XYZ, or whatever they want to call itself.
You're right.
Right, to have the transgender thing, you know, giving our kids drugs that cannot reverse. You cannot reverse. And if that death jab come again, I'm definitely going to take it. Because when you look at the medical, how can I say it, like the commercials and stuff, they tell you the side effects. They do not tell you the side effects about that jab.
That's right.
You know, and it's I'm going to get off the phone, but it's just sick.
Kenneth, really all sick. We can do as Christians in particular is keep praying, keep looking up in the realization that the more we see these things taking place, that we see it happening on a rapid fire basis, we know there's the exponential end result. And the end result is the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, where the Christian, the child of God, will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this whole world. And then there will be 7 years of tribulation where the wrath of God, it's the word thumos, T-H-U-M-O-S in the Greek text. The thumos of God means his white hot anger will be poured out upon a Christ-rejecting, God-hating, Bible-denying society. 7 years of it under the rulership of the Antichrist, which I believe is on the scene today. He's just not been announced. He's not stepped on the scene and announced as the ultimate ruler, the controller, but he's there. He'll be Satan's incarnation of Satan, just as we have Christ as the incarnation of God. We'll have the Antichrist will be Satan's incarnation, and he will take full control and power. And so as Christians, we need to keep looking up, listening, and watching for the sudden seizure of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. For you input, you're on target with what you're saying, and every child of God needs to hear and heed what we see taking place today. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for bringing forth the truth. I'd like to state that the government, it appears it's totally corrupt, totally, without any reservation. But this isn't the first time we've seen corruption. This Easter, I was asking different people in the grocery store. I said, when did Christ clean out the temple? Was it the beginning of his ministry, the middle of his ministry, or the last? And it was amazing that most people guessed. They said, oh, it was the middle. But Dr. Youngblood, as you know, he wrote in on Sunday, which is the first day of the week, and Wednesday, he went in and cleansed the temple. And most people don't realize what was going on was the Jews were keeping the overhead low. They were keeping the inventory down. If you brought two turtle doves, the priest would take them. He'd take them to the back room, put them in a big cage. And then the other priest that just sold to, he would grab the same two and go sell them. In other words, they weren't sacrificing all those animals. They were keeping the inventory low. They were selling the same ones that somebody else just brought. And even the people had gotten so corrupt, they had learned how to paint a spot on a lamb so that it appeared to have no blemish. But Dr. Youngblood, when...
You're exactly right. Are we heading for the hard break for our top of the hour news? Let me touch on one little clarification. When Jesus rode in on a Sunday, it was on Monday, the very first thing on his calendar of cleansing the temple. It was on Monday of Passion Week that he cleansed the temple. And you're exactly right. The Lord Jesus Christ came in. Now, if you want to hang on, Tom, until after the news, we'll be delighted to continue the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more